Before this meeting, I read an article I want to share with you talking about I actually read a lot more news these few weeks because I would like to know what's going on. And there are a lot of these articles from various experts and people who have experience or expertise in what we are dealing with, although no one has ever been in this situation. And so this piece caught my eyes because it's talking about how experiencing stress and anxiety at this time is perfectly normal, because that's what our brain does when we are asked to completely disrupt our routine and stay home. A number of you talked about it, even doing very mundane things like taking the trash out, going to a grocery store. It is a surreal scene that we are seeing, with people wearing masks, and we have to be super vigilant about washing our hands, and there's nothing normal about what is going on now. And our brain is designed to be super ready because it senses danger. So the line that caught my eyes in this article is that the good thing is, if you're feeling a lot of stress, that means your brain is working properly. Congratulations, your brain is working properly, that it is sensing there is danger, that there is this danger of possibly catching this deadly virus and you can die from this, and so it's doing this thing to increase your vigilance, which we experience as stress, to keep you safe. So keep that in mind, because we are often conditioned to think that this feeling of stress means that I'm not doing something right, something's wrong with me, especially if we engage in the practice and think that, have this idea in our mind that I'm supposed to feel calm and happy and okay all the time. Then when we feel this anxiety and stress, we feel that maybe I'm doing something wrong. Am I not practicing properly? Actually, it's just that the sign that your brain is working properly. Now, the brain working, doing its job to keep us safe, it may create this sense of something's wrong, which we experience as anxiety. Now, the sense of something being wrong does not necessarily mean, or the sense that there is danger does not mean that we are actually in danger, right? We are in our home. We are self-isolating ourselves. And some of you talk about, you look out, you see the robin or the blue sky outside, allowing ourselves to come back to our breathing, to our body, that actually allow ourselves to realize that this sense of being in danger is just our physiochemical response to keep us safe. But it does not mean that we're actually in danger. So what I'm pointing to is that our body might be feeling this stress and anxiety. It does not mean that we have to believe that we are actually in danger and fall into the space of anxiety and fear. So you can practice to recognize that sometimes the body may be shaking from that anxiety. I actually experienced that last week. I have a chronic condition that's aggravated by these physiochemicals secreted by my brain. So thank goodness my brain is working properly. And And so it causes my body to just shake uncontrollably and a lot of palpitation. So it feels like that there is danger, but I know I'm not in danger. So our mind, when this, many of you talk about practice, allow us to cultivate our mind and see clearly that the physical sensation that might suggest certain problematic situation does not necessarily mean that is reality. And the stability and clarity of mind that we cultivate in our practice can help us with that. However, it's also still really important to cultivate unconditional kindness to ourselves at this time. A number of you talked about grief that I brought up a couple weeks ago, last week. And indeed, I have read numerous articles these last few weeks where people who have gone through serious crisis, experts in this area, talk about what we are, the discomfort that we are experiencing is a form of grief. It's grief. Even though some of us actually are grieving for loss of our friend, and still we're grieving the loss of the sense of safety, that we cannot feel safe just going to the grocery store, loss of the world as we knew it. And we kept hearing how the world is not going to be the same, that we don't know how it's going to be, but loss. And of course, many of us lost our routine, lost, for example, this holiday weekend, we cannot do what we do. It's very, very painful to not have the opportunity to come together with our family to celebrate the holidays. The grief in many for many different reasons. And I've been reading this book about death, and there's a really excellent chapter about grief. And there's this line that caught my eyes I'd like to share with you. Grief is not orderly or predictable. There is no schedule. That means grief is messy. One day it feels okay, the next day can't do anything. And we have no idea how it's going to be, but it's okay. It's normal. And so the practice is about knowing that it's normal to feel this stress, this anxiety, this grief, which comes in many forms. Some of you talk about it already. Anger, deep sadness, despair, all kinds of emotions. And it's normal. It's normal for them to show up, all of them, in succession or simultaneously, in short period of time, in great strength, or just this nagging sense. So I also saw one of these articles that had this line that it's okay not to feel okay. You feel like, oh, I just feel terrible. I can't do anything. It's okay. That's what I mean by this unconditional kindness. In our life before this, we might have all these rules we have for ourselves. I need to have this schedule. I have this to-do list. At the end of the day, I need to get all this accomplished. And then I have these things. And then I'm supposed to get it done. And then if it's like you know, I'm not getting it done on time is bad, 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 bad. Unconditional kindness now is for us to see that it's normal for the stress and anxiety that we're experiencing to make it difficult for us to focus a lot of the times, to make it difficult for us to be productive. Even though a lot of people think that I'm at home, I have all this extra time, I should be getting more done. But I read a lot of people writing that is not the case at all, because of that difficulty in focusing. So unconditional kindness to allow ourselves that space, and maybe not crowd so much stuff on the to-do list for the day. One person said that I usually have 5 things on my to-do list for the day. Now I put 2. That sounds really kind. And also, it is perfectly normal to want to do things that make us feel safe and comfortable. Yes, it is true that ultimately there's no safe place in this world. Yet, it is important for us to connect with some sense of safety and stability for ourselves and for our family at this time. So if what makes you feel safe involves doing things that what we call coping mechanism, it comes in many forms. Some people, they go and rearrange their closets. My husband has been rearranging the basement, and he's been very productive. And so it may be that was keeping him sane for these days. And some people cope with doing exercise. You hear those being suggested and recommended, exercising, but don't overdo it. Like listening to music or chanting, playing music, singing, taking a walk outside, gardening. There are a lot of suggestions. However, there might be days you might think, you think to yourself, I don't feel like doing this. And that's okay too. You don't have to do anything. If that is the day or moment that you just need to curl up and do nothing and give yourself that space, that's okay too. And some people say that I got so zoomed out, there are all these online practice opportunity, and they may feel that I should be going to all these online practice thing, like, because I'm a practitioner, you know, that is now available, I should do all of them. And the should, right? So, and then someday I just don't feel like doing it. That's okay. That's not a problem. It doesn't mean that you are failing. It means that you are recognizing how you are feeling in that moment. When we allow ourselves to truly be present with ourselves and fully connect with how we are feeling, then the wisdom and compassion arises naturally. Quite different from this habit of harshness, of forcing, making ourselves do this and do that. Have to be productive, have to be this, have to be that. And it's like, okay, yes, I can't concentrate, I can't work on this now, and I'm gonna set this aside, and maybe I go take a walk. I don't feel like taking a walk, it's okay too. I had a practitioner who told me that he's been binging on Netflix for days. Okay, he knows that's what he's doing to just to cope. So the key is, you know, yep, I'm feeling this stress. You have this clear awareness of this anxiety and stress or despair, whatever you are feeling, and knowing the state of your mind, where you are, and not to force yourself to do something that is more demanding than you can do in that moment. That is compassion for yourself, and that also is wisdom. And so give yourself the space to, if you need to, just not talk to anybody. Right? So you hear a lot of people saying how, yes, this is the time to connect with people, you know, call people, and then you feel like that's what I should be doing. It might be very good for you to do it, right? But you know, there might be moments someone want to say, hey, you want to talk, and on Zoom it's like, I really just don't feel like it. And it's okay. It's okay. You don't feel like connecting with someone that moment. It's okay. Unconditional kindness. So that means some days we might feel super irritated. Lots of anger. Uncontrollable. And that's okay. Allow that to be there. You see it. As long as you can see it, you're much less likely to act it out. And even if you allow this anger and irritation to be acted out, you recognize it sooner rather than later, because you are maintaining your practice. And so you can be more quick to own up to it, apologize that you have caused some harm, and it won't be so damaging. It's very challenging to be cooped up at home with your family members all day long. So we need to give ourselves a huge break. You're not going to be perfectly agreeable all the time. And so when you're feeling pretty irritated with someone, maybe you're more likely to know to walk away, give yourself some space, and notice that our body and mind is truly impermanent. This moment, morning, it's like, oh, you look at the sun, I'm like, this is going to be a good day. And then you read some message from someone and you go low and feel very sad, despair. And then you allow it to be there, and then on its own, it sort of slowly goes away. And then maybe late afternoon, you feel all right and you can notice the sunset outside the window, and you're okay. And who knows what the evening would bring. Every moment is a new moment, with no idea what is going to happen. And tomorrow is another day. Recognize this line, gone with the wind. So, and every day is a new day for us to practice whatever happens. And so when we hear a sharing from people who are struggling, they are giving us a gift, reminding us that even when we are in the midst of great suffering, great difficulty, great challenge, deep losses, a lot of fear from being ill, we can still practice, and we know we'll be okay, whatever happens. And when we can cultivate this unconditional kindness to ourselves, then we have much greater capacity to empathize with those around us. It too is difficult for our family members to be cooped up with us, and so they might be irritable. Children might act out more or in ways that you have never seen. And we know that they are suffering like we are. And the unconditional kindness that we are able to offer ourselves also is available for them. And in this way, we will live through this together, moment after moment, day after day. And then before we know it, we'll come out the other end when it comes.